Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Testimony in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York has wrapped up for the day. The jury today hearing testimony from former tabloid publisher David Pecker, a longtime friend of Trump's. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports Pecker is laying out his role in an alleged scheme to quash information that could have been damaging to Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election.
Prosecutors called up their first witness, the former publisher of the tabloid National Enquirer, to testify. Pecker, who has known Trump for decades, detailed how he met with Trump and others in August of 2015 to agree to help Trump's first presidential bid. Pecker said that he agreed to publish flattering stories about Trump, negative stories about his opponents, and report back any rumors of damaging stories, especially coming from women. Prosecutors argued the deal Pecker made would eventually lead to the payments made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. They say the payments were meant to silence the stories which were believed to be damaging to Trump's electoral prospects. The defense says Trump did nothing illegal. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Protests over Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza and in support of Palestinians continues on college campuses. At Columbia University, student protests over the high number of Palestinian civilian deaths have been building for months, but stepped up last week with the arrest of more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters. Many Jewish students, meanwhile, say the protests are stoking anti-Semitism. The U.S. Justice Department has reached a $139 million settlement with more than 100 people who were sexually abused by former USA Olympic gymnast Dr. Larry Nassar. As Michigan Public's Kate Wells reports, the FBI's lax response to complaints about Nassar being blamed for allowing the abuse to go on for another year.
In 2015, the then head of USA Gymnastics went to the FBI's office in Indianapolis to report allegations that Nassar had abused three young female gymnasts. USA Gymnastics then allowed Nassar to quietly retire from his role as team doctor, though he kept working at Michigan State University. The FBI did limited follow-up, interviewing only one of the young athletes at the time and failing to let police in Michigan know about the allegations. By the time Nassar was arrested a year later on separate charges, he'd assaulted about 100 other athletes and patients, according to the legal complaints. The road to this settlement included a formal apology from the director of the FBI to USA gymnasts, including Olympic star Simone Biles. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells.
Electric vehicle maker Tesla is wielding the jobs-cutting axe again, facing slower growth this year amid intensifying competition from Chinese automakers. A company run by entrepreneur Elon Musk announcing plans to cut 6,000 jobs, facilities in California and Texas. Tesla released earnings after the market closed today that were lower. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 263 points. This is NPR. The world's leading sports anti-doping agency is defending its decision to stay quiet about 23 elite Chinese swimmers who tested positive more than 3 years ago for a performance-enhancing drug. The scandal has erupted just 3 months ahead of the Paris Olympics, NPR's Brian Mann reports.
The World Anti-Doping Agency faces accusations it covered up positive drug tests for the Chinese athletes in 2021 ahead of the last Summer Games. At a press conference, the organization's attorney, Ross Wenzel, said they believed the positive tests for trimetazidine were caused by accidental contamination in a hotel kitchen.
The ultimate source, how the TMZ got into the kitchen, was not discovered.
But the head of the U.S. anti-doping agency, Travis Tigert, rejected that explanation.
It's just nonsensical, and we got to get to the bottom of what really happened here.
Some of the Chinese swimmers are expected to compete again in Paris. Sports officials around the world are calling for an independent investigation. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
Even as some states and municipalities are pursuing book bans, several other states are apparently going the other way, putting forth the idea of banning the banning of books. Washington State and Maryland have already passed such measures this year. Illinois did so last year, and Minnesota is looking at taking similar action. Conservative parents in some states have spoken out in defense of the banning of certain books, including in schools, arguing they are too sexually explicit or otherwise inappropriate for younger readers. Crude oil futures prices rose to their highest level in more than a week as investors shifted their attention to global earnings, oil up $1.46 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.